Yes, this morning, as I mentioned earlier, we are studying chapter 117 of Tehillim. Now, if you blink, you're going to miss your chapter 117 of Tehillim because it is the shortest chapter in all of Tanakh, totaling two psukim long. And you might wonder to yourself, Rabbi Moskowitz, what are you going to speak about for two psukim long? That is an excellent question, something that I myself wondered when I first started studying. But that's the fun part about learning, is that as you explore more, you develop new areas of knowledge that you were previously unaware of. And so audio is very hard to hear. Let's see, is my camera... Let's see if I apologize. Ah, that's because my microphone is not set up. Is that better? Is that better? That should be better. Can I get a thumbs up if that's better sound? Okay, I apologize.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So all I was saying basically is it's a very short chapter of Tehillim. And if you blink, you're going to miss it. But here we go. We are going to do chapter 117 of Tehillim. Our learning this morning should be for Refuah Shleima from my cousin Rafal Aaron HaKohen Ben Rivka, who is in need of a Refuah Shleima. What greater shir to dedicate in his honor of his Refuah Shleima than a Tehillim shir? Tehillim, of course, is our avenue in moments of stress, in moments of difficulty, in moments of distress, to be able to beseech Hashem on behalf of the needs and the causes that we are so that's so much on our mind and that keeps us up at night, I should say. Okay, chapter 117 of Tehillim. Here we go. Ready? It's going to be our shortest recitation of Tehillim ever. Hallelujah, Es Adonai Kol HaGoyim. It's a chapter of praise. All the nations of the world, that they should come and they should praise Hashem. Shabachuhu Kol HaOmim, again, forms of praise. Kol HaOmim, again, the Malbim points out that there's a difference, of course, the Malbim, as you and I know by now, that whenever there is a difference in words, so Radak will always say it's repetitive, and the Malbim will always find a unique interpretation of it. But again, it's a form of praise towards Hashem. Now, why are the nations of the world praising Hashem? Ki gavar aleinu chazdo, because his chesed, obviously talking about Hashem here, gavar aleinu, overcame us. Ve'emes Adonai le'olam ha'aliyah, and God's justice, his righteousness, his truthfulness lasts forever. There you go. That's your chapter of Tehillim. Now, what's the chapter really about? So again, the chapter is really about praising Hashem. It's about praising Hashem. It's about, says the Radak, the Messianic era. That in the Messianic era, the nations of the world are going to come and they're going to praise Hashem, says the Radak. Zeha mizmor mishnayim psukim levad. This chapter is only two psukim. V'huli imos ha-mashiach. And we're talking about the Messianic era. V'remez bo ba'asoso osa shnayim psukim levad. Why, says the Radak, is it only two psukim? Ki chol ha-mim yu l'shnei ivrim. Because in the Messianic era, all of the nations of the world are basically going to be divided into two categories. Yisrael, Sheyu B'torasam, right? The Jewish people are going to have their 613 mitzvos. V'chol ha'umos b'sheva mitzvos. In the whole nations of the world, they're going to have their sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach, right? Le'ever echad. V'kulam yihalu ya ki kulam yodu bo'az. And in the Messianic era, says the Radak, all forms of nations of the world, whether or not you're Jews or whether or not you're non-Jews, we are all going to come and we're going to all praise Hashem. Ulefish Amar Betachlis Amizmor Haluka Shamar Keneged Yisrael. Okay, so again, says the Radak, we're talking about a Messianic Mizmor, that even though we have our mitzvos and they have their mitzvos, in the future we are all going to join together in praising Hashem. If you want the nearest, association with this chapter of Tehillim, according to the Radak, it's Aleinu. Aleinu is a representation or it's a reflection on the notion that now that they see it, they will have to praise Hashem. In other words, the nations of the world would never thought it was possible. They never thought Geula was possible. They never thought redemption was possible. All of a sudden, they are going to see this miraculous event. Well, they're going to have to praise Hashem as well. That, says the Radak, is what these two psukim are talking about. That is what we reference in Aleinu. Says the Radak, why is it two psukim? It's very simple why it's two psukim. Two psukim because the world is going to be broken up into two parts. And those two parts are going to be the Jews and the non-Jews. And the message of the chapter of Tehillim is that la'asid lavo, in the Messianic era, everybody is going to come together and everybody is going to praise Hashem. Now, Tosfos has a problem with this. And we're going to come back to the Gemara and Pesachim. Those who are learning Daf Yomi, I'm giving you a little bit of a foreshadowing of what's going to come in the next couple of days. But Tosfos in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in Maseches Pesachim says the following. He says, he says it's impossible. He says, Hamizmor Delo Yitachein Sheyeh Hamizmor Shnei Psukim. He said it is impossible that this chapter of Tehillim is going to be just two verses long. Okay? According to Tosfos, it implies that he is not familiar, or they were not familiar, with a two-pasuk chapter of Tehillim, and that they thought that this existence, or this chapter of Tehillim, was actually not in and of itself, that it was actually a bridge between chapter 116 and 118, and therefore, according to Tosfos, at least in that time, this was not an independent chapter of Tehillim, but rather, this chapter of Tehillim was a combination. It was attached either to the previous chapter or to this chapter. So whereas the Radak sees a significance in only having two psukim, the Tosos in Maseches Pesachim, Daf 117a, says that's impossible. Who's ever heard of a two-pasuk chapter of Tehillim? You know, I'm on all these Tehillim WhatsApps, you know, where everyone comments like, oh, I'm doing this chapter, I'm doing this chapter. So if you want to be a Grois Tzaddik, if you want to be a Knacker, you know what you do? You always sign up for chapter 117. Right, it's the easiest chapter. It'll take you 3 seconds to say. Everyone has enough time to do it. Says the Malbim, what are we talking about here? What's this chapter of Tehillim about here? Why are the nations of the world singing praise to Hashem? Says the Malbim, because you think that whenever we were affected, the nations of the world weren't affected as well. Right? The greatest example I can give, or the most recent example I can give, is think about World War II. World War II was obviously catastrophic for the Jews. It was the worst moment in human history. But it also impacted and affected the nations around us. For example, I read this wonderful book about Churchill and London during the time of World War II. And one of the things that I myself didn't appreciate was how much people in London suffered because of the Nazis during World War II. Right? So was it catastrophic for the Jews? Of course it was catastrophic for the Jews. 6 million, an incomprehensible number. Right? The massacre of European Jewry. Obviously nothing can compare to that. But were the nations of the world equally impacted by it? Of course they were. London, American, think how many Americans died on D-Day, storming the banks of Normandy. Of course there were non-Jews who were impacted by this as well. I don't know if anyone has ever been to Normandy, but it's one of the most astounding sights I've ever seen in my life. I was young when I was there, but seeing the cemeteries there, sprawling acres and acres and acres. And what you do is you walk, and obviously the majority of them are non-Jews, but there were plenty of Magen Davids peppered there amongst the cemetery, and it reminds you that while obviously we Jews bore the brunt of World War II, there was an enormous amount, the greatest generation, that sacrificed immensely for our freedom, something that should never go underappreciated. But says the Malbim, that is why they are praising Hashem. Because when Sancheiriv, again that's his example, but I'll say Hitler, right, when he comes for the Jews, it's not just the Jews who are impacted. It's called World War II for a reason, because the world was at war. Were we Jews most profoundly impacted? Of course we Jews were most profoundly impacted, but it impacted them as well. And so when we Jews were saved, well, the nations of the world were saved as well. When the Holocaust ended, so did World War II, an immense amount of human suffering. So that, says the Malbim, is what we are talking about in our chapter. The question is, and this is the trillion-dollar question, really what we're going to spend the rest of the class talking about, is one word, and that is Aleinu. How do you translate the word Aleinu in Pasuk Bet? Ki gavar Aleinu chazdo. The nations of the world are coming, they're singing praise to Hashem. Why are they singing praise to Hashem? Right? Why are the non-Jews singing praise to Hashem? Because Hashem has given Aleinu chazdo. He's given kindness unto us. Now, pshat, right? Undoubtedly, pshat in that word is, oh, this is so much more fun if we actually have a class. I miss people being able to talk back to me. One day we'll get back to that. Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach. Okay? So who is the word Aleinu? The word Aleinu, clearly pshat is, it's talking about us Jews. Right? Now, does the syntax of the pasuk make sense? Let me read you the pasuk if you understand Aleinu as us Jews. Who's giving praise? The non-Jews. Why are they giving the praise? Because Hashem has given kindness to the Jewish people. Does that make any sense to you? Does it make any sense while the non-Jews should thank Hashem for the kindness that he did to the Jews? That is the trillion-dollar question in understanding this chapter of Tehillim. And what I want to do is offer a number of different suggestions as to how it is that you are able to understand that concept. Again, that Hashem, that the nations of the world are giving us, are giving Hashem praise for the kindness that he bestows upon us. So in the back of the Masifta, and I'll explain to you why it's in the back of the Masifta Gemara in a second, but in the back of the Masifta Gemara, he quotes a number of different options. Option number one, he quotes the Eitz Yosef. I don't know who the author is, but the Eitz Yosef, who quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara in Yevamos says, Afil mishpachos hadaros ba'adama, ein mizbarchos ela bishvil Yisrael. In other words, the nations of the world receive their blessing because of us Jews. Afilu sfinos habaos migalia la'as pamya, eino mizbarchin ela bishvil Yisrael. The nations of the world benefit from our success. The Yumos HaOlam benefit from our success. Okay, the Gemara in Sukkot tells us that the 70 parim, 70 cows, Yisrael makrim b'chag, him keneged shivim umos. Why? That's compared to the 70 nations of the world, because it's in the merit of our korbanos that rain falls into the world. It's in the merit of our korbanos that the nations of the world experience prosperity, that they experience peace and security. Think about Israel nowadays, right? It's in the merit of our success in Israel that the UAE, that Dubai, that Saudi Arabia, that parts of the Middle East that we never thought was possible are experiencing unprecedented prosperity, peace, tranquility, and security. So says the Eitz Yosef, as we go, they go. When we experience success, material success, then they benefit from that success as well. That says the Eitz Yosef. It's how you read our Perek of Tehillim. Shal ha-goyim lahalal es Hashem. That it's incumbent upon the nations of the world to thank Hashem. Why? Because of our success, because of the miracles that Hashem performed for us. Shal yedei zeh yu lahem gishamim v'shalma. They are benefiting from our success. They enjoy the rain, the prosperity, the peace, security. Why? Because of us. So why is it kigavar aleinu chazdo, that because of the chesed that Hashem did for us, they directly benefited from it as well? That is the Eitz Yosef. That is how he interprets this, again, very strange pasuk. Why are the nations of the world thanking Hashem for our success? Eitz Yosef says because they are the bandwagon to our success. They are linked to our success. They benefit from our success as well. The Chafetz Chaim explains a little bit differently. Says the Chafetz Chaim in his commentary on Shas, that you want to know why the nations of the world are thanking Hashem for our success. I don't know if you guys are going to like this one. Says the Chafetz Chaim, why? Because, al shelo hiniach lahem, lasos banu kala kecheftam. Whoa, that is jarring. That what do the nations of the world really want to do to us? They really want to destroy us. I got news for you. They don't like us very much. Many of them want to destroy us, wipe us off the face of the earth, right? From the river to the sea, okay? The river to the sea leaves no land for the Jewish people, right? The river, the sea, in between is Israel. If you go from the river to the sea, Israel is kaput, wiped off the face of the earth. So if it was up to them, they would destroy us. Right, they would have destroyed us in the time of Mitzrayim. They would have destroyed us in the time of Sanacherib. They would destroy Babel, Ashur, you name it. They would have destroyed us. Who prevented them from destroying us? Hashem. Now, at the time, they didn't appreciate that very much. But La Sid Lavo, when they're going to see the greatness of Hashem, and they're going to experience the fact that we are His chosen people, and they're going to experience the punishment that they're going to receive because of what they did to us along the way, they're going to come to Hashem and they're going to say, Hashem, thank you so much. Because had you not stopped us, we would have destroyed the Jewish people. We now know how central the Jewish people are to the destiny of the world. Thank you, Hashem, for not letting us destroy your people. I don't know. You got to think about it a little bit. Azoy state the Chafetz Chaim, and you'll tell me whether you like the Chafetz Chaim or not. So far, we saw two opinions. Opinion number one was the Eitz Yosef, who says that no, that they're thanking Hashem because they benefited from our success. Opinion number two is the Chafetz Chaim, who says that they're thanking Hashem because they are appreciating that Hashem didn't let us, that Hashem didn't let them destroy us. A slight modification of that is found in the Chidushei Agriz, which we'll come back to in a second. But the Chidushei Agriz says, why are they praising Hashem? Because only the, listen to this, this is amazing. Only the nations of the world truly know the benevolence of Hashem to us Jews. Only the nations of the world truly appreciate how much kindness Hashem bestowed upon us. Now, how do they know it more than we do? Because only they know the true plots that were against us and that were foiled along the way. I have no clue how much Hashem has protected me. I have no clue throughout our history how much Hashem has protected us from enormous catastrophic destruction. I know the things that I see, but I don't know the things that I don't see. So the greatest example of this would be the story of Bilam. Bilam, what I always point out every year, is an extraordinary parsha. And the reason why it's such an extraordinary parsha is because the entire story of Bilam, the Jewish people have no clue what's going on. I always mention every year, you have to read Parshas Balak through a split lens. There's what's happening in the Jewish community, and there's what's happening on that mountaintop as Bilam and Balak are trying to destroy the Jewish people. And the entire time, they are trying to destroy the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael is completely oblivious to it. They have no clue what's going on. Until they read the Torah in the aftermath, they have no clue that they were on the cusp of destruction and that Hashem saved them from that destruction. That is amazing. And that if that was the case in the time of Bilam and Balak, how much more so throughout our history have we been on the cusp of destruction without us even knowing about it? And Hashem in his great kindness has come and saved us from that catastrophic destruction. And so says the Griz, you want to know why the nations of the world are going to praise Hashem even more than we are? Because only they fully appreciate how close we were along the way to destruction, and how many times Hashem foiled those plots. Okay, that is kind of like 2B, connection to the Chafetz Chaim. The other approach I want to share with you, and again, we're going to build off of this approach countless times, but the other approach is found in the Gemara in Maseches Psachim. In the Gemara Maseches Psachim, Daf, Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis, again, we're going to get to it in Daf Yomi very quickly, says the following. Amar of Kahana, Keshechala Rav Yishmal b'Rav Yosi, Shalach lo Rebbe, Omer lo Shnayim v'Shlosha Dvarim. So when Rav Yishmal, who was the son of Rav Yosi, fell ill, Rav Yehuda Nasi sent a message to him, and he said, you know, tell us a little bit of Torah in the name of your father. So he says, Shalach lo Kach Amarti Abba, this is what my father said, My dichsiv hallelu es Hashem kol agoyim. Right? What is our pasuk talking about? That the nations of the world are going to praise Hashem. Umo sa'olam, my avidatayu. What are the nations of the world doing by praising Hashem? In other words, for what acts are they praising Hashem for? So says the Gemara, Hachikamer, hallelu es Hashem kol goyim. Why are the nations of the world praising Hashem? Agvuros v'niflaos da'avid ba'adayu. That they're praising Hashem for the acts of kindness that was performed before their eyes. In other words, they witnessed the acts of chesed that Hashem performed for the Jewish people, and they praise Hashem for us, for it. Finishes the Gemara. Anan de'gavar aleinu chazdo. But for us, who Hashem actually performed the kindness for, lo kol shekein, all the more so, we should be praising Hashem. Says the Gemara, what are the nations of the world praising Hashem for? The nations of the world are praising Hashem for the miracles that He performed for us. Ki gavar aleinu, it's that what He did on us. Why are they praising Hashem? Asks the Gemara. Well, it's very simple. If the nations of the world witness Hashem's kindness, and they praise Hashem for it, then we who experience that kindness, kal v'chomer, kol shekein, we should be thanking and praising Hashem for it. Says the Rashbam over there, exactly this idea. Says the Rashbam, umasa olam mai avidatayu, What are the nations of the world doing to praise Hashem? Lishivuche mishum de aleinu gavar chazdo. Ha'alan lishivuche. Agvuros v'niflaos de chazina sh'asa ba'olam. They're praising Hashem for the miracles that they saw Hashem do in this world. V'chol shekeinanu. All the more so us. Ki gavar aleinu chazdo. He actually did the kindness for us. Yoser mikol uma v'lashon. We have to praise Hashem even more than the nations of the world. Beautiful Gemara, beautiful interpretation from the Rashbam. Says the Gemara, what is this chapter? What is the message of our Perek Tehillim? The message of our Perek Tehillim is that if the nations of the world are going to praise Hashem, all the more so, we who experienced that salvation, we who experienced that Yeshua, it obligates us to praise Hashem even more. Okay, it's an amazing pshat of the Rashbam. I'll say it one more time. If the nations of the world are going to appreciate Hashem's kindness, then all the more so we have to. This reminded me of a Gemara in Maseches Yoma. It's one of my favorite Gemaras in all of Shas. I think it's a very powerful Gemara. And it very clearly ties in to everything we are talking about, according to the Rashbam's pshat, in our chapter of Tehillim. Says the Gemara in Yoma, Tanu Rabbanan, Ani va'ashir v'rasha ba'in ladin. It sounds like a bad joke, right? That a poor person, a wealthy person, and a wicked person come to justice. La'ani omrim lo, to the poor person they say to him, mibnei ma lo asakta b'torah. Why didn't you learn Torah? Im amar ani ayisi v'tar b'mazon asai. If he says, Hashem, what do you want out of my life? I was poor. I had to work four jobs in order to earn a parnasa. What do you want from me? Omrim lo, you know what Hashem's going to say back to you? Klum ani ha'isi yoser mehillel. No one was more poor than Hillel. And the Gemara goes on to tell the story of Hillel. One day he couldn't afford to come into the base medrash. And it was in the winter months. And he goes up to the skylight. And he tries to listen in on the skylight. And it starts snowing. And tomorrow they come into the base medrash and they see it's a little dark in there. And they look up and they see the figure of a person. And they realize that it was Hillel. So says the Gemara, if you claim that you were too poor to be able to learn Torah, he had to work three jobs? No, no, no. No one was more poor than Hillel. And if Hillel could do it, so could you. And then let's say you come to Hashem, and the poor person says, Mibnei lo, ma lo asakt b'torah, to the rich person, excuse me, why didn't you learn Torah? And he says, why didn't I learn Torah? Do you know how hard it is, right? Marbim nechasim marba daigin. The more I have, the more I have to worry. Do you know what it is to manage my portfolio, to manage my 10 estates, to be engrossed in the stock market every day? You think I could learn Torah? Gemara says, yeah. Klum ha'isa asher yosem mi Rav Eliezer. No one was more wealthy than Rav Elazar. And then it tells a story about Rav Elazar's wealth. And it says, if he can learn Torah, so can you. And then they come to the wicked person. And they say, Rasha omrim lo mibnei ma lo asakta b'torah. You wicked person, why didn't you learn Torah? He says, why couldn't I learn Torah? I have a Yitzhara. Right? My Yitzhara, my desires, my inclinations, were temptations, were drawing me away from Torah. How could I learn Torah? I'm a Rasha. Says the Gemara, no, no, no. Klum na ha'isa yoser me Yosef. There was no one more beautiful, no one more good-looking than Yosef. We all know the story of Yosef and Potiphar's wife. She seduced him, and yet he was able to overcome it, and he was able to become Yosef HaTzadik. And so the Gemara concludes that with all these cases, right? Nimsa, Hillel mechayev esanim. Hillel obligates the poor to study Torah. Rav Elezer ben Charsom mechayev esashirim. And Rav Elezer ben Charsom obligates the wealthy people to learn Torah. And Yosef mechayev esarashayim, Yosef atzadik, obligates the wicked people, the people who are preoccupied with their temptations to learn Torah. In other words, whatever you think your excuse is, there's someone who obligates you to do a little bit better. Right? If you think that your health precludes you from learning Torah, then Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel, the former yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva, he obligates you to learn. Because he had horrible health difficulties and he still became a Rosh Yeshiva. Whatever excuse you and I think we have to not do more, to push ourselves, to be more ambitious and aspirational in our limud Torah and our commitment in what we accomplish here in this world, there's someone out there who obligates us to do it just a little bit more. Someone out there obligates us to do just a little bit more. So I think that that's what the Rashbam is saying, pshat, in the Gemara, in Maseches Pesachim. That if you think that for whatever reason you don't do a good enough job praising Hashem, well, the nations of the world obligate us to do a little bit better. Because if they come and see the miracles in the kindness of Hashem to us, then kol shekein, it obligates us to do a better job of to recognizing Hashem's hand in our lives and to recognize His miracles and to praise Him for it. That is the Rashbam in the Gemara in Pesachim. Rashi has a little bit of a different spin. Rashi says, Umas ola maya vidasayu, what are the nations of the world doing to praise Hashem? Lishbuche mishum degavar alinu chazdo, ha'alan lishbuche. If it's to praise for the kindness He did to us, what are the nations of the world doing? We should be thanking Hashem. So says Rashi, Agvuros v'niflaos dechazisu sh'asali. That they're praising Hashem, not for the miracles that He performed in the world, but for the miracles sh'asali. That's the difference between the Rashbam and Rashi. Rashbam says, sh'asa ba'olam, that He did in the world. Rashi comes along and says, dechazisu sh'asali. It's the miracles that He performs for me. And again, Hadra Kushta Leduchte, this comes back to our original question. What is it that the nations of the world are praising? If Hashem did kindness to me, what are the nations of the world praising Hashem for? And with this, I want to share with you a beautiful insight from the Emek Bracha, a beautiful sefer, quoting from the Griz. The Griz, Brisker, right? Says the Griz the following. He says there are actually two dinim, right? This is classic Brisker Chakira. But there are two elements of thanking Hashem. Element number one, he says, and again, this is directly on this Gemara and Pesachim. Element number one, he says, is Birchas Hoda, what we call thanking Hashem, okay? A personal praise to Hashem. The example of this is, let's say, Birchas Hagomel, right? We know that there are four instances where Hashem does kindness for me, and as a result of the chesed, the kindness that Hashem does for me, I do a birchas hagomel, right? Hatov ve'ameitiv. Similarly, I'm giving a birchas hoda, I'm thanking Hashem for something that He did to me on a personal level. Says the Griz, though, that there is a second component, and that is birchas shevach agvuras Hashem. A birchas shevach is not praising Hashem for what He did to me, but it's praising Hashem for what He does in the world. Okay, now there's a difference between those two. If Hashem saves me from a health challenge, I have to do a birchas hoda. I have to say a birchas hagomel. Birchas hashevach means that I look around the world. I look at the flowers blooming. I go to the Grand Canyon. I go to Yosemite National Park. Right? And I make the bracha of Osamite, right? I see the miracles of Hashem. That is Birchas HaShevach. It's not unique to me, but it's I witness the miracles of the world, and so I have to praise Hashem for it. Says the Griz, this is the two components of what we are articulating in our chapter of Tehillim. Zeu kisha amar, kisha Hashem osa nisim li Yisrael. When Hashem does miracles for the Jewish people, Vikulam makirin gvurosav shelakadosh baruch hu, and the whole world sees that kindness that Hashem performs to us. Think about the story of Mitzrayim. We always say over and over again in Mitzrayim, leman yedu das, so that they should know. Never says who should know. Says the Griz, there are two elements to it. One is that we should know, we should see the miracles that Hashem performed for us, but the whole world should see what Hashem did. And he says, as kulam chayavim lahalo. Everyone has to praise Hashem. Umos haolam chayavim lahalo birchas hashevach al gvuros Hashem dechazisu sh'asali. The nations of the world have to praise Hashem when they witness the miracles that He performed on behalf of us. V'kol shekein, all the more so, anan dechayivim nami bebirchas hoda'ah. So while the nations of the world, says the Griz, are giving a birchas hashevach, they're praising Hashem for what He does in the world, we have the added component, which is that we have to give a birchas hoda al chasadav v'tovosav, for the miracles that He performs specifically on behalf of us. So the Brisker Rav says, is it either or? No. It's and. It's and. Everyone has to praise Hashem. But our praise is a little bit different than theirs. Theirs is what he calls a birchas shevach. It's praising Hashem for what he, the miracles that he performs in the world. You see the Grand Canyon. You see Niagara Falls. You see a miracle. Birchas Hashevach. Every one of us. When we see the hand of Hashem in this world, we have to offer a birchas Hashevach. But when it's unique to me, I have the added component of praise called a birchas hodah. That is the unique aspect of us, but that also explains why the nations of the world, says the Griz, that's what the Sha'asali knows, why the nations of the world thanking Hashem for what he did to me? Because they see his hand, they see his miracles. But Sha'asali, I have an added component, a personal praise to Hashem. Says the Griz, this is how you also explain the language in Alanisim. Alanisim, we say, Ulecha asis Hashem gadol v'kadosh ba'olamecha. We recognize what Hashem does ba'olamecha, in this world. Right? The nations, the Umos Olam, are going to recognize your hand in this world. But what do we say right after that? It's going to change your... I know you got to wait a long time before you say Alanisim next. Mark this down. It will change the way you say it. Because we also say, Ula'amcha Yisrael. But to your nation, Asisa Teshua Gedola, you fulfilled an amazing redemption. In other words, therefore, Leficha Kavu Shmonas Yemei Chanukah Elu Lahodos Ulahalel. Lahodos Al Tovas Hashem. Lahalel Al Agvuros Hashem. Those are two different things. There's the Birchas Hashevach and the Birchas Hoda. There's thanking Hashem generically for what he accomplishes in the world. Right, that's the Birchas HaShevach and the Birchas Hodah, which is what Hashem accomplishes uniquely for us. That is how the Griz, the Brisker Rav, explains the duality. Right? Why are the nations of the world thanking Hashem for what he did to us? The answer is very simple. Their form of praise is just a little bit different. Just a little bit different than ours. So let's take a moment just to summarize, because I've been throwing a lot at you. I told you, two psukim, what's Rabbi Moskowitz going to speak about? I think some really magnificent ideas. Again, the million-dollar question. If you assume that the word Aleinu in Pasuk Bet is talking about us, Ki Gavar Aleinu Chazdo, for the praise that he did to us, the non-Jews are praising. Why are they giving the praise? Because Hashem did kindness to Jewish people. Does that make any sense? Why should they thank Hashem for the kindness that he does to us? So we saw the Eitz Yosef, that they benefit from our success. And so when we're successful, they thank Hashem for that. Chafetz Chaim, who says that, why are they praising Hashem? Because Hashem didn't let them destroy us. Only the nations of the world truly know how nice Hashem was to us. How do they know it? Because only they know the true plots that were against us along the way that Hashem had foiled throughout our history. That was option number two. Option number three was the Gemara Pesachim, that the non-Jews thank Hashem because Hashem does good to the world. And if we see that, and we see that when we see that the nations of the world are thanking Hashem, then Kol Shekein, all the more so, we need to thank Hashem. And then we have the comment of Rashi, that the nations of the world are praising Hashem for the kindness that he did to us Jews. Why are they praising Hashem for the kindness that he does to us? So we saw in the Griz that there are two elements of praise. That there's a personal Hodah, there's a Birchas Hodah, Birchas HaGomel, Birchas HaTove HaMeitiv. When I go through a personal geula, I have to uniquely thank Hashem for that. That's Pesach. We as Jews come to Hashem overflowing with gratitude. But there's also something called a Birchas HaShevach. Birchas HaShevach says that even if it wasn't done to me, but I see what Hashem does in the world, I see either his magnificence, the Grand Canyon, the Yellowstone, right, all the miraculous, beautiful components of our world around us, I have to offer Birchas HaShevach, Osam Maisa Bracious, right? I have to give praise to Hashem. We have to obligate ourselves to thank Hashem for what he does to us personally, but the nations of the world have an obligation to praise him for what he does to the other person as well, even if it's not personally, because they now witness the greatness, the kindness, the chesed that Hashem performs in this world. I'll leave you with one final thought, but that is in Pasuk Bet. It says, Ki gavar aleinu chazdo ve'emes Hashem li'olam. Gvura in emes. Chesed. Right? These are all very strange terms. Says the Netziv, you want to know what they're praising Hashem for? Right? The Netziv writes this in his commentary on Chumash. Right? Chesed, emes, gvura. Usually, says the Netziv, if a person is gvura, strength, right, they're not going to be chesed, kindness. Usually, if a person is emes, they're also not going to be kindness, right? Emes means I'm truthful. If I tell you the truth, that's not always the nicest, kindest thing to say. Says the Netziv, what the nations of the world praise Hashem for is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, af halgav tu rav chesed, even though Hashem does kindness, mikol makom hu rav emes. He is at the same exact moment, he is also a God of truth. And that, says the Netziv, is pshat. He quotes our pasuk. He says, that's how you understand the difference in terminologies, right? That even though Hashem is emes, he is also chesed. With what in us would be contradictory midos, and Hashem is one and the same, that, says the Netziv, is what the nations of the world are praising Hashem for, that he can both be chesed and he can be gevura. He can both be chesed and he can be emes. That is the Netziv in Shmos on Lamed Daled, Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Vav, if anyone wants to look it up. It's in the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. So, I hope I gave you your money's worth this morning on two psukim, which seems, well, it is, the shortest perek in all of Tanakh. Tosfos seems to think that it's not, that it's either the end of last week's chapter or the beginning of this week's chapter. But I think within two very short psukim, we understood some very important concepts, and really the entire epicenter, the entire notion of this chapter, for me, is about praising Hashem. It's about recognizing the Yad Hashem in our lives. It's about recognizing the Yad Hashem in this world. And I could not think of a better chapter of Tehillim to talk about in preparation to Pesach. Pesach is about gratitude. Pesach, the whole Seder night, what you and I are trying to accomplish, the emotions that we are trying to cultivate and embed within us, is that overwhelming, overflowing notion of gratitude to Hashem. That is our avoda. That is what you and I are trying to accomplish at the Seder night. And that is all we are trying to accomplish. We are trying to see the Yad Hashem in our lives. And as a result of our witnessing the Yad Hashem, the hand of God in our lives, we need to finish the Seder night overflowing, overflowing with Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. That is what you and I are trying to accomplish. Now we have a new appreciation for this Perek of Tehillim and how it gets us there. And with that, I want to wish everyone a beautiful day. I'll see you back here, same time, same place, tomorrow morning. Three ideas, 30 minutes. Hope to see everyone there. Everyone have a beautiful, beautiful day.